Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Our text is from Matthew chapter 13 and then verse 52. Let's back up to 51. Jesus said to them, "Have you understood all these
things?"
They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he said to them, "Therefore, every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old." Things new and old. We have been sharing from the book, The Economy of the Kingdom of God. And we are discussing finances of God's country. When Jesus Christ spoke what he said in our text, he had given 7 parables about the kingdom of God. In each of them, he begins by saying the kingdom of heaven is like something like
that.
So after he has spoken those 7 stories of parables, then he asks the disciples or the apostles this question: "Have you understood all these?" And the apostle said, "Yes, Lord." And Jesus Christ ended with something very deep and revealing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And young Jesus worked when he was growing up. He was working and he was earning his own money. From his teenage years till he was 30 years old. What do you think he did with the money that he got from his own labor? Do you think Jesus squandered it? From the age of 12 when he went to submit to them till the age of 30, 18 years of working. Do you think that Jesus Christ, knowing why he came on this earth, because at 12 he told the mother that, "Why are you worried?" He wasn't insolent. He was telling the mother that you should have come straight to the temple. "Are you not aware that I will be in the temple? Why do you have to go 3 days looking everywhere?" Hallelujah. Amen. So Jesus knew why he had come. Hallelujah. Mm. So the monies that Jesus Christ earned, he was investing it. I will show you a scripture where Jesus Christ taught that before you start a thing, a project, a ministry, count the cost to see whether you have enough to finish it. Not enough to start it. Enough to finish it before you start it. Jesus taught that. It is likely, being a good teacher as he was, he practiced it. That is why he had the moral authority to teach that before you start something, sit down. You are not a referee. Sit down. Football referee. And sit down and plan. Count the cost. Whether you have enough to finish before you started. Jesus practiced that himself.
Na Yesu yobi a wo ye adwuma chere. Yesu yobi o ye adwuma wo mra na wadi fie dumienu ekwa kosi aduasa nto ye adwuma efie dunwo twe. na ne yaka ne senti yesu sabre ne nyina ne sika wode ye den enu ti emra ne maame oyire mu kakra na wo mo hwehwe no no ne maame kochima ya no se amaame wonim sa mempa borbo na wa ne nyame ichira wansan wu mi nka wo se wo hu sabre de me wa sondem nti ankwahwe park alanga park se me wo hansa na wa babra sondem street owie no akyerekyere ya no se hwe na se wo bi pese wo ye bibia obi pese wo ye bibi fofra ni ebe hia ne se wo betena se na wo bu nika ahwe se obetumi awie ana enye se obetumi ahyase eno ti obi a wo wonim dia ti se e kyerɛ se ono so afemida onim se dia ti eno ti no tumi ka ho ase miti ni sika no wani odisie ye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The third thing I want you to know about Jesus
is
that Jesus had a home of his own. Because religion teaches us that Jesus was homeless. Because they say one time Jesus said that the birds have nests and the foxes have holes, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. It means that Jesus Christ was homeless.
Now, see yesterday, in fact, to one send me to her, say, a woman said, and no more baby da. Never money panabandi, one baby da, did just say yes, no one dying.
If you need a home, receive a home.
I receive it. Hey, I see who you are dying, I dying, ever yes,
hallelujah. I didn't say that Jesus Christ was the owner of the home because the Bible doesn't tell us that, but he had his own place where he was living.
The
Bible didn't tell us that Jesus Christ was a pecher. He was of age, but he was perching with Andrew maybe 1 week, and then he had an itinerant ministry. In other words, he was moving around, but he had a place in Capernaum where he was living on his own. He wasn't living with Mary when he was of age, drinking Mary's soup. No. He was on his own because he was matured at the age of 30. He was on his own. He was living on his own in Capernaum while the parents were somewhere.
Na yesu na wano ane dan. Ewa Capernaum. Ewa musa na ejuma waya no o chin 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 kwa kenya miasem na waba. Na onuwa nkasa no wane dan ya otim. Enu chese kwa du bebi no o fie duya sana otim huna no da sonu mkwain wo fie. No wano ane fie a otim.
If you're a young person here, receive the grace to have a home.
Se wo ya baba wa brantie wa haje aduma usube tumi anya baby de wankasa wo beti se.
I did not necessarily say to own the home, but to have a place where you can be. It's your home.
Enye se bia usube si wo dan emom wo benya wo dan.
Because some of you are old, but you are still with your parents.
Ebin mo ha ya ni afinanso ya daso ani awofo ho.
Jesus Christ, he had a home, and you see the wonderful thing was that the home was also very nice. Israel, if you know, is a desert, you know. And Jesus, where he was wonderful. He just took a house by the sea, near the sea. So the temperature in Jesus's home is not like the one that is here and we have put on the fans. He had a natural fan. He just opens his window and God's air blows into it. And he had a nice view of creation. And when he stands up and he looks through his window, he's able to relax. That is why people like relaxing by the seaside. If you have a house by a water body, then you have taste. I'm telling you, then you are good. I'm telling you, you are good. Whether in Ghana or outside Ghana, a house by a lake, by a river, your mind inside has opened.
Wasi yesu na nani ebie yesu pade efe nti yesu ne dan ne simpo ano e de koh sa wo kwoto asase che uton fie djopade nyina na de nyana po ko hide down ho eno e dollar na pounds ye nji ni Ghana City na yesu sabia ne bebi na no ote na yesu na ni fie no frama e bon nyane ayeso aye dede bio ono ni fie no open frama na wabie na wo nyankopon and from an anama ponosono, then we be a baba ne dem ho. Na yesu perso of yon ya mewan wadia, nan ho baba na wa ko pritia waba, no better na kwenya suno be in friendsino. And from an bono no sha de wen ya mia ye, nan wa dono fom. And it is empo Ghana, uwo e fierce baby and suwa, oh with the ye, and our ben poa, oh we say ye cra wini how. And it is yesu, baby sanana noti.
How many of you wants home by the sea?
Na nipa
hene
be
a river body.
E dan e be nsuo ho. E ya po an nsuo
e tle. I'm glad I saw your hands.
Na e me de pa se me hu nsa.
Because if you go from Ghana's coast or let's take all the West African coast. I don't know much about West African coast. I can talk about Ghana, but I can almost confidently say that if you take all our coastline from Keta to Elubo, to wherever, go and see the buildings there and go and see the hotels along, whether it's for black people. I'm glad your hands went up because this is for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible said that if you are willing and you are obedient, you will eat the best of the land. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God for your willingness.
Amen.
Because the best of the land is coming your way.
I receive it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus had a home by the sea on his own. Yeah. Although he was a traveling evangelist, he didn't say, I just fetch. Elijah, I just fetch. No, he had his own place. Did I say Elijah? Elisha. He had his own place.
Now, I am a desawa mounsasu. And now, Kwampuanu ni nina kwashe. Hotel a papa si wo hachis a papa yesi si nina. And for the abrofo dia. And it is a wama mounsasu sa wusu pese wusi. And then be wabi atisa dia. Eradisha suma. Esa sa babo ne se. Se wupe ene power sa sinusua uba ubenya. Na yesu wankwa yasa o me yaso fwa mitutu kwain. And it be yasa metina miyakasa mifie. I was saying, me ko baby, I know my tino bincha wa anya ne sa. Onu anka sa wo baby a, o kuchi anu oba, o wo baby anu oda.
Isn't it a shame?
Anya ni mguasi.
For us to be in our own country.
Se ya ya wo ya maimu.
And be believers.
Na ya ni mu enyina di we enyina di.
We have the blessing of Abraham. We sing it and we sweat.
Na ya to me to Abraham blessing sa man ya hu fifre ni ade to sa anyumi.
Yet foreigners come and buy our coastline.
Na yetihana hohoba na omoba beto ya sase eda ye poa no nyina.
So it's a good desire for you to aspire to have your own home.
Na eye se wonso wo be prese wankasa wo benya wankasa wo fie. Eye pa.
I'm not necessarily talking about you being the landlord. I'm talking about living on your own. Live on your own.
Men kase wankasa ube si wudan kuto nemom se wankasa ube nya bebi ya ube tunya kase midaini.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The fourth thing I want to talk to you about,
the picture
of Jesus that I want you to see,
Yesu mfonia mepese wuhu,
is that the Bible clearly indicates
na Bible ne kani pefese
that on more than one occasion Jesus fed thousands of people at a time. And he had baskets full of leftovers. Because the people were too full to eat them. What was Jesus showing when he fed the 5,000 and the
4,000?
He was showing that God's limitless abundance was always available Hallelujah. To him Hallelujah. For other people.
Now watch there when yami kwanya wo bi manu se beyo ibeye shrama binum se sa dumre da swara wo ho.
God is not a stingy God. Let me tell you and let me show you how God looks like. When you ask God for one, because you think you need one, God will not give you one. God will give you seven. So, Pastor, I ask only for one.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
God will not give you one. People who ask Jesus Christ for things, He didn't just give them what they wanted. He gave them more than what they wanted. Check the Bible and see. You will see the God that you are serving.
These
wedded people lacked wine, and Jesus was supposed to provide them with wine, even when He knows that people have drunk some already. It's not as if there was no wine on the way. People have drunk. But when Jesus Christ had to provide, He provided so much over.
Hallelujah.
When people wanted food to eat, Jesus Christ, on more than one occasion, He will not just give them what will fill their stomach, but He will give them more than what they can eat. That is the God you are serving. He is not a God who does not want to give you anything. And it's as if when you have all your needs, then God will not, you will not go to God again. No, it's not like that.
Na yenyankopon yesu no yenyame a oma mebro so oma mebro nya wo hwehwe no so wo be se yankopon ade aba ko a obema won son na yen hwe emra wonu ma wo ya ye fra wo nsa sign ne nyese nsane na ebi ni ho omo anuma wie na asa.
Check the Bible from the beginning to the end of the Bible. God doesn't give you enough. If it is healing that you ask God for, He will not just give you healing. He will give you something on top of it. Yes. A wholeness that you didn't ask for.
Why is the
Church of the Lord and why are believers struggling so much? Because they don't know the God of abundance. The picture that they see about God is some picture somebody painted somewhere because of some weird, crazy prophet
somewhere.
God wants to give you more than you can carry. He said that a thief came to steal from you, but I came that you will have life.
Hallelujah.
Even life. I want to give you more Hallelujah. Than you can carry.
Hallelujah.
He is El Shaddai. He is the blessed one. He is a God who satisfies.
Yes.
He is a God who is more than enough.
Yes.
If you need 10 Ghana, and you get 5 Ghana, that is not how God provides.
Yes.
God provides over the 10.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We need a kingdom look at Jesus so that we grow into the image, and the Holy Spirit is going to use the word of God to form us into the image that we are looking at in the mirror.
Hallelujah.
If you have a wrong picture, you grow up to become a wrong caricature of Jesus. Jesus.
Na ya bresan se yenyame aya som no ye nim se de ote onyame nyanyame a obisa na de ba ko wo be ma ba ko onyame yenyame a wa ya krado so be ma ma na bruso empo hwe wo se wo wifo ne ba be wiaye na me de ma basa me ma wankwa na mama ma na bro so enkwampo wo so wo ma wa ma na bro so eno ti se wutumi wu nyame a wo so no so yo nyame o ye esa da nyame o nyame a nanufu abobbo megu ne nan ase a wunum e bi beka mo bi so benu mama stila na bi wo hode a eno nyame nufu tabrabe onyama nya wo bi sanu onyame nufu tabraba wan te hwafa we ko onyame o ye nufu tabraba ne nufu do so si ni nan ase eni ti nya wo twa wunum a wadwe asa wunum ne nyina no Then so neba. Sanya mina ya sumono. Eno tika who se. So who be sawa nyame 10 Ghana, 1 man 5 Ghana, nyame be ma 100 Ghana. Eti wuni sasa sanya mina na ya sum. Na fa hotono so.
That is Jesus.
When he is
the first miracle he performed was to supply a, not a spiritual need, save them. No. The first miracle. Do you understand the principle of first impressions or first occurrence in the Bible? I started teaching you last week. I gave you 2 points or so out of 5. But the first miracle that Jesus Christ performed was to supply a physical need and save a newly wedded people from social embarrassment. Because poverty is embarrassment to humanity. God did not create human beings and put them into poverty. We don't function correctly like that way.
Now, the woman said,
I tell you, wait. Even your spiritual life, it will not be correct. I'm telling you. Just as fishes are put into water and then they are themselves. Do you know how people become themselves, their spiritual selves and all that, when they are put in the right kingdom environment of abundance? Of abundance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abundance, having more than enough. It's not about you. It is about showing the King of Kings, who has so much that he wants a channel through whom to bless. The church must be one.
Yes.
Did you ever see Jesus going around and appealing for funds? Did you see that? We are gradually, God is tolerant of some things, but we are gradually getting to the place where we will beg the church that take our money, please take our money. Yes. And we say, no, go with your money.
Yes,
we have enough.
Yes, amen.
That's the kingdom church. Oh.
Amen.
There is a kingdom church and there is a religious church. And the tree of knowledge of good and evil, God will put it in your heart. The kingdom system too will be in your heart. And you are going to tell me, Pastor, I feel in my heart led to do something. And I'm telling you, it is in your heart. But it is a religious move. That is not God's way. Why didn't he take the tree of knowledge of good and evil from the middle of the garden? He put it there. Why didn't he say that, oh, take all the old out of your treasure? He says that a scribe instructed in the kingdom of God has got the old, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and then the new, the tree of life. That stands for kingdom life. But he says, eat this one. Obey this one. Although there is an equal tendency to do it your way. God is building a kingdom church that is modeled after the financial pedigree of Jesus Christ. That the whole world is going to kowtow to. And you and your children after you are going to have a kingdom look at our Lord Jesus. Because we need that kind of perception to grow into that kind of image. For us to take our society. We cannot take our society when the church has to ask for reduction and reduction and reduction all the time. Nobody will respect anybody like that. Oh, we are the church. Oh, he's a man of God. So yentisumano. He's a man of God. Because of that, when he's buying from you and you say it's 2 cities, he gives you 4. Take. Say, but where is he taking the rest to? Go and ask Jesus. The extra wine and then the bread, extra. They were full. Why did he give them more? He was indicating that the kingdom has come.
See. And when we are here, yes, we are in the kind of and yeah, dear, what can say was so soon, money, Debbie. What quiet frassy, no be I from Sansa. Nessa say, Bayon Guasiama, if you cunya, if you hear any tea. Yes, you see my bem, me babas, sano, a dear bed, dear Guasia Brawono, me ma, na ma mamma, na brosso, many pack, I say, ah, Nana wodi adepe yesie na fe na wuyi abasa na nyame ye na de. Onyame nyo nyame oyey nyame an se de wo ma wo ma no wesusu an se ode ama wo. Ode ma wo ama na buso. Na nkase wo betumi ay onyame adwuma no waye ne ye de a. Se de enam de nsuo ma ne ho baba no no. Ene na ekwan wo befa so ay onyame adwuma ye ne ye wo bra. Wo ade nyina ne se de e wo se wunya. Na wo nkosra ansa. Yesu appeal for fan envelope ye hu bida. Eno tie wo se wo nyame fie so ye hu ne sa. I was so young, Crofo Simua, and he had the other papa, Nanny Panasim, no way, Yama, and called Banner Sour Yen and Abra Bomo, yes, to dim my Jimmy dear.
I told you already that God is tolerant of religion.
Now, Mimaoti, I say, when Nipa Quania, or Nipa dea, dear no Yame, or Chan Soka Clara.
Because he knows that his kingdom, that great light, it takes time for people to adjust to it.
Now, I say, Nick Nahinian Kanya Nebano.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I tell you, as surely as I know the heart of God, when the people of God are being begged for money, literally, help me to take the gospel to the world. Oh, please help me. Without you, the gospel cannot go. I am telling you that the heart of God bleeds. I am telling you that God wants to give so much to his church, so much to people, that in dignity, they are going to do the work of God, and people rather will be chasing them.
Now,
we will get there. We will get there. Yes. Gradually.
Yes.
Gradually.
Yes.
Don't run. Just have the image and be transformed. Young people, do you understand? Have a new image of the church. You have seen many things being done in the church. There is a human way. There is God's way.
Yeah.
I'm teaching you God's way. Have that image that God is more than enough. He wants to give you so much, not like your father, not like your mother, not like your president, not like the nation in which you are, but according to his riches.
Hallelujah.
In glory.
Hallelujah. Na ni ayeka kosia ni semrante ni baba little children. Nyankopon wo de mama ebroso. Na me de bamam amana broso. And for near who be you when you uncle Pahuna, no, no, Benya. So, who yes to say yes to hear near Wawa Samoa? Now, so who yes to say yes to see can you or my brosua? Or bet to be dear mamma senior will be sir, and no senewana. Now, Cabedro Pemper Swabia, and you put the sicker, a bed done as far as ammonia and Fayonia mere juma. Then, yes, a bacco could be sir, say a pewan sicker, near the Aquacania, mere Samachrobi, your bedroom. Yebedu sampa mpensona ye diska ena ye di be jani akoma asore se monye emfanko ye nyame adwuma eyan kakran kakran mra nyame han ebei enam na asem no so no yebedu sampa mpensona.
Are we going to get there? We will get there.
Yebedu hope.
Jesus, women, people were following him. People were following him.
Yes, you know krofo di na chi.
When he says they provide there and then. That's where we are getting to.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even as you expose yourself to the kingdom image of the Lord Jesus, I have to end. Look at the book of John chapter 6. I'm not saying that if you hear any appeal for funds, it means that sin is taking place. Please.
Na yan kan se. Se wo bi ebisa sika dia yo nyame adwuma e kyerese bone ene oyɛ da bi.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yen ka sa mfa yen ko sa.
Look at the book of John.
Yohane asempa.
Because we lack the kingdom, the only way is to appeal for funds. We lack understanding, instructions about the kingdom of God in our lives. The only way is for us to do appeal for funds now. But even as you are instructed,
yeah,
concerning the kingdom of God, time fails me to teach you about those seven parables that Jesus Christ taught. And he asked them, have you understood all this? And they said, yes, Lord. And Jesus gave that famous thing. There is the old and there is the new. There is one tree, the other tree. They are all in the treasure. He says, I follow the new. Follow the tree of life.
Nesan is said, sorry, and don't pamper so you bet to me and auntie when you're me in your munity. Ya won say ye se be onyame adwuma ne be koso ne be ye ye be di appeal ye be ye de won say ye bia na mra onyame han ne ba no enkakankaka ye be do pempenso bia nipa de sika ene beta ta so se wonye emfa nkoye nyame aduma na mra wonyame asem ne ba no na asem ne se ode eye nipa nim de asom no ene onyankopon nim de asom ne nyina to yakoma mu demo memra ye ma ne ye onyankopon de no e de adi wo ye mu no ene na ye betu anamo a ese se onyame ahini ma.
John chapter 6 verse 40 as we end.
Yohane asempa tinsia.
He says, this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I'll raise him up at the last day. Jesus said that he is walking around. He is walking around. The will of God for him is that if you see him, if you see him and believe in that revelation that you saw about him, will experience the life of God. You came from
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.